I have the poem book of the poems written by Tupac Shakur when he was a young man, when I was teaching at a college. I would take the book because each of us professors would have to read some poetry, something like that, when we had our staff meeting. And I read it, and they said, "Oh, those are wonderful words. Who are those words by?" They were all interested. And I said, "Tupac Shakur." And they all frowned at me. "How could you read him?" I said, "Well, how can I read Whitehead? How can I read any poet? All men are debauched and fallen." But here, and some of those poems were wonderful poems of a young man who was wrestling with life, wrestling with how to live a successful life. And it was a wonderful thing to read it and to see where his mind was, but to know that now his soul is in hell for an eternity because of the life that he chose, my God, because he did not hear the call of God in his life. Now, I won't go into the Calvinistic Arminian thing. Well, why didn't he hear it? See, some people can write themselves off. And some of you, if you keep listening to these pimps, it's going to be a sad day when you wake up in hell. And God's going to say, "Remember that day you was listening to Pastor John on that internet? Remember when he was speaking almost 36, 37 minutes? And you said, why don't that end? And you call me the N word. Why didn't that end stop it? He's the one going to hell. What are you talking about? He don't know." And God's going to say, "Remember when you said that?" Then God's going to say, "That was me talking to you through him." And then God's going to say, "Oh, no, he's with me in the bosom of Abraham." Because he was talking the way all my preachers talk. Now, T.D. Jakes and all the rest of them in hell where you headed. "Depart from me, you that worked iniquity. I never knew you." You see, the God of your imagination is not the God of reality. The God of reality is not sitting up in heaven saying, "Oh, I'm looking down on humans, and I know that they made the mistake, and they didn't mean it, and so I'll just take the hell thing away. Everybody's going to heaven." See, that's the God of Carlton Pearson. The God that he's developed and designed in his twinked out mind. But the God of Pastor John Coleman is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. See, and all them other Jehovah words in the Hebrew. He is the God who will send your butt to hell unless you repent. I wonder how come they won't say that in the Hebrew. He is the God who will send your behind to hell if you don't repent, and then make a song about that. It would go like this. "He is my God, the mighty God. He will send my derriere to a burning hell where no air is there. He is my God, the mighty God. He will send my burning derriere to a place where there ain't no air." I don't hear him singing about that. But see, all this other stuff, gimme, 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 let me pack my stuff up, and I'd written some books, and I'm going to meet you in Atlanta, and we're going to have a time, woman beat our loose, man be transformed, and all that kind of mess. I got one message for you, the message of John the Baptist at the River Jordan: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I think I've said enough. Now, you ain't got no options. There's only one thing for you to do. One thing for you to do. Disregard what I just said. Just totally disregard me. Count it off. Keep following that nitwit. Keep buying his books. Keep making him a multimillionaire over and over and over again. And go to church. Ask your pastor if he believes in T.D. Jakes. And when your pastor say yeah and say, "I got all his books too," then you're going to have a majority of 4 or 5 million people that agree with you against this one long black preacher in Los Angeles, California, setting up in the Lucy Coleman studio on a Friday morning at 8:33, doing what God told him to do, telling you the truth. And then when you die, listen to me, because all of us are going to die. None of us are going to be here forever. Brother and sister, we're going to die. You, pastor, that's listening to me, you're going to die too. TD, if you're listening, you clown, you can repent. But dudes like you never repent. See, you better read the book of Jude. They can't repent. I hear a lot of people say, well, Pastor John, if they're so wrong, why don't you pray for them to come to Jude? They can't repent. Haven't you ever read the book of Jude? They can't repent. It's impossible. Before I get out of here, let me read this to you. Look what Jude says in verse 12. He says, these men are those who are hidden reefs in your love feast, and they feast with you without fear, caring for themselves, clouds without water. That means they boast a lot of stuff, but there's no substance to them. Carried along by winds, autumn trees without fruit. Doubly dead, uprooted. You know what that means? There's no spiritual connection with God at all. Wild waves of the sea, casting up their own shame like foam. I love this language that Jude uses. Wandering stars. In other words, they come from idea to idea and levy it on you, for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever. You see that? They are there forever. They're not coming out of that. People, stop following this man. Again, I want to thank the brother that sent me the clip. The clip to the TBN thing. I showed it to Bob Klink and Mark Ramsey. I'll show it to everybody I can when they come my way. I'm going to show it. And I don't know, TBN may hear about this and take the link down. Because every time somebody spots them for what they are, they try to correct their mess. Can't correct reality. The whole TBN network is of Satan. And let me share this with you, that those of you that think I'm crazy, figure it out. Just do the math, all right? I became a Christian in 1967 before there was a TBN. There were Christians living before TBN. And the Full Gospel Men's Fellowship, because that's where that mess stemmed from. How did we make it prior to that? Oh, wait a minute. Was it 1908, the Azusa beginning? A crackpot? Speaking out of a milk crate in tongues? Oh, don't get me started. As a matter of fact, you can go to my website and go to the Azusa Craziness page and listen to that on Real Audio. And I got over 8 hours of evidence there for you to listen to. Pastor John, thank you for coming to the website. God bless you. Stay into the Word of God.